Good evening. It's Saturday night, and I ain't got nobody, as Cat Stevens used to say. Another night on the Don and Win show. This is Win and Win Free. Is my name? Win Free. I'm the author of The Reincarnation of Edgar Cayce, and I have communications with beings on the other side. And I have my co-host, Don Newsom.
Hi, folks. Oh, boy, this is going to be great. It's good to be here, folks. I'm Don Newsom. I talk with all forms of beings from everywhere you could imagine, other side, this side, that side, all sides. Mm-hmm. And it's good to be here.
Don, do you talk to your dog?
I've actually enjoyed many a topic with my hound.
You have?
Well, you know, depends what you're talking about.
Well, I don't know. What dog spelled backwards is?
No, never been that quick at math.
What's dog spelled backwards?
What is dog spelled backwards?
G-O-D.
That amazes me.
Is that amazing?
I thought my poetry was.
And do you know what evil spells backwards is?
You know what Don spelled backwards is?
Not.
Yeah, exactly.
That's why...
You know, Don spelled backwards is, though.
It's not.
And well, I am nodding, but, I mean, what's my, name spelled backwards?
That's why you're good at sleeping so well, okay? Or drinking. You like nodding off, right?
I'm a nodder.
You're a nodder.
Isn't that A-U-G?
A-U-D. Uh-huh.
Or A-H-D-D-D.
I want you guys listening to know...
Hey, thanks for being here.
That Don wanted he and I to argue this show.
No, yes. That's not what I wanted. That's a complete fabrication, and I won't. And you know me. I have way too much character than to allow that to pass. That's not true.
Oh, you don't want us to argue?
Huh?
You see that we're arguing already?
Well, that's by your design because you just made a statement that was false.
I did?
I think you did. No, actually, you did. It's not a matter of me thinking it or not.
didn't you say that people like to hear us argue?
It's interestingly enough, I did say that, and they love to hear us argue. Why? I know. I mean, they know. It's just they love the entertainment portion of our program, but I never said
what you just
spilled out that was coming from my lips. That just didn't happen.
Well...
No, be careful. Fabrications to me is, I'm an extreme guy. I hold to extreme ways.
How are you extreme, Don?
Well, I believe in walking my path to such degree it never harms others. And when I realize that it doesn't any way, that stops.
Mm-hmm.
And now that means in all the ways I communicate, it would have the same effect.
I see.
Yeah. Yeah. Good on me, huh? I'm sorry. I hate an ego, and I don't like to throw mine out there. I apologize.
You got to remember, I did a workshop for an hour, and you just made fun of me on the air. Now, that was harmful. Now, that's an example of my own experience where...
Now, how did I make fun of you?
Oh, I'm busy talking, and I wasn't listening, but how many emails did you get? Even your mother said, you were terrible, Don. You were disrespectful.
When did that occur? Is that a while ago? Are we talking about the past? Are we rehashing past things?
Well,
or is this program about the now? You tell me.
If you don't learn from the past, you're doomed to repeat it.
Well, that's what the history books keep brainwashing us into believing. And that's what society keeps saying, get into the past, dig it out, stay there, and figure it out and do whatever it is, but be there.
Mm-hmm.
Be there in the past. Don't be here. It's a funny thing about there and here. You can't get here from there.
Well, if we don't talk about things that happened, what are we going to talk about?
Things that are. Gee, okay. Isn't that great?
All right, Don.
So you would say then I have no frame of reference then.
Listen, I turn it over to you, and you talk. Give me a lecture on things that are. Come on.
Well, no, I don't want to.
Well, what are we going to talk? We have to talk about something.
Well, when the student is ready, the teacher will come, and I'm not your teacher.
Well,
I'm not anybody's teacher, man. I'm still trying to learn from myself, and that ain't easy in a robe. Well, it's easier.
Well, I do see you making progress.
Well, thank you. You know, I see, let's be sophisticated. I'm observing that as well.
Mm-hmm.
Don't we have a great guest today?
Even your mother recognizes that there's progress. And she's known you longer than me. At least this lifetime.
That's because my mother is love.
Mm-hmm.
And she just defines it. She does. I don't want to belabor that point because she's not just my mother. I mean, it's hard to...
She's your angel.
Well, I think she is an angel.
Mm-hmm.
You know, not just mine, but she's been that to every person she's ever touched in her life.
I know that. I know. We've had her on the show, I think. We should have her on again.
You know, okay? I would like that.
Maybe we'll have a family reunion and have your mother and Doug. And that will be an interesting show.
Well, you know, my mother at this point in time would like to just sit back, relax, and tune in. I think she enjoys that very much. I think the energy it takes really to be engaged, it might be often not good.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
So, you asked about our guest today, right?
Absolutely.
Now, you know,
a few weeks ago,
we had what I called an indigo young man.
What about last week?
Who did we have last week?
Michael Horn.
Well, he's not an indigo.
I just wanted to recognize him and thank you for being on the show last week. And I have to say to my audience, tonight will not be a repeat. I always get great emails, but I sense sometimes in the emails. I don't post a lot of them. I've got so much feedback. I've got, 1,200 and something emails. I've got to actually post into the feedback or get some employee here to do into all the feedback because there's so much.
Mm-hmm.
And we get a lot, too. I send you some of the highlights, but I think people are curious. I think they're curious as to... Sometimes I can be a little unflattering, boisterous, obtuse, obnoxious, out there, and in-your-face love.
Uh-huh.
And often I can be right on point and both at the same time, and that even upsets them.
Mm-hmm.
So, but then the ratio of good to bad, well, good tops the list. I mean, if I were to live my life according to the feedback I get from my viewers, I could present that to anybody and feel extremely happy.
Mm-hmm.
So thank you to my audience for knowing that I live on my show. You know what that means? Hey, I got to start a program called Living on My Show. Because
Living with Don and Wynn.
No, just living on my show. You know, they have their reality TV. Well, I'll bet you if someone doesn't pick up that URL, livingonmyshow.com,
mm-hmm.
I promise you by the time this show's done, I'll get to the internet, and I will buy it through GoDaddy. Fact. Livingonmyshow.com. Because, you know, the reality that they have on ABC, NBC, CBS, ABC, and Fox,
mm-hmm.
and whatever else, I mean, sure, BBC and Bloomberg and all the other, probably even military channels, they want to get some sexy women up there and start having news. Reports by all very... Oh, it's insane. Forget. I'm just not going to go there tonight.
Mm-hmm.
But needless to say, you take a look at this, and reality TV is the only thing that helps them.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, they'd have been dead.
Well,
they know it, and the only way to keep the illusion that mainstream media even works is to keep the network ratings up. Have you folks ever figured that out? So, in order to keep the networks rating up, they got a lot more dancing monkeys in front of you, like, Bill Mayer? Conan O'Brien.
By the way,
hold on.
John, let me get a word in.
Just for a second, because I have three more minutes. You said I had 15 minutes before we introduce our guest.
I'm supposed to have 7.5 minutes.
Well, you can have 7.5 minutes in a second. I apologize. Thank you. I really need to rant, because we do a lot of spiritual radio on this network, and I love it. I promise you I do. But folks, if you don't believe that we're being hijacked, deceived, manipulated, and our tax dollars are going to fund genocide of a population in a country that's across the ocean, somewhere we don't often think about, like to leave dormant.
Mm-hmm.
And when the citizenry of a country begins to be wiped out at a rate that's higher than the number of soldiers we actually sent to that country, I gotta tell you, I don't care then that they use the euphemism called war.
Mm-hmm.
Because that then really is a very pretty way of picturing our tax dollars and our money funding the genocide of a population for the amusement and the greed of a banking family cartel that is similar to much of the mafiosa, pedophilia, and drug racking, underground, sinister movements that have begun and have hijacked a lot of your famous history, like the Illuminati and much of the nice organizations and then secret organizations, and they hijacked everything to a point that they're not spiritual, superhuman, mass breeding, loving, spiritual people that are so beyond you that you can't win. They aren't.
Mm-hmm.
They're corrupt. They're mafiotic. That's my term for it, or mafiosic. And they have it in their heads to eliminate many of us for their own purposes. And we're funding that with our own money.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't care how you look at it. That makes me just a little angry. And as much as I try to pray and meditate that it'll go away, as much as I want myself to be the highest evolved being so that everything around me will change, as much as I truly want everything to be wonderful and that I can meditate this away and it'll go away, or I can do all the wonderful things I do, I realize that if I'm aware of this, there had to be a reason it was brought to my awareness. And therefore, I take action on it, because I got hands and feet, not just a beautiful mind. And we've come to a very dark period in our history. And I'm not scared. I'm worried. I guess that has a flavor of fear, because I'm worried for the people I love so much. Anyways, I thought, and I still do, think of each and every one of you, because I love you. So you just have a, we can do a lot about this, because again, they're not super magical, spiritual, wonderful being, all the channelings, and all the wonderful things you hear, and all the disinfo that's spread out by many of the 9 alternative news agencies, which spill their spoo to many of your dominant alternative marketing agencies. But it also has a little bit more to do. The reason I say 9, because I know of that. But it's gone really pathetically, overwhelmingly overboard.
Mm-hmm.
And you can smell, feel, and trust the truth. It's become so chaotic that if you don't understand what I mean by just being there and feeling it and trusting it and knowing it, wow, I'm starting to be surprised that you're still listening to this show. But I love you. And that was my rant and rave. And if you want to read more about it, go to the Trusted News Trader. Do a search on Trusted News Trader or TNT Bulletin Board. And you know, I post there under TNT Mad Dog. I post a lot of posts from other, you know, just interesting news and a lot of my own rants. But the reason I'm saying that is because I get information from all angles. And I just love you. Just bringing it to you. All right. Sorry. It's been overwhelming. These fires and the way it started and what I believe happened and all the other bullshit behind all these war games and the timing and what they're doing to people's lives and us talking about spiritual things constantly on our network and all that's going on. I don't know. I don't know how I feel about it anymore. It's great.
Well,
but it hurts.
You know what? People lost their homes, but very few people lost their lives.
That's not the issue.
And
see,
no,
that's not the issue. You know, death to me isn't anything beyond losing your home, your car, your boat, your car. That just the two are one to me doesn't hold as much as meaning as the other. Needless to say, there's just no difference there. It's the fact that this
John,
is being done to you with your own tax money.
You're not letting
secretly.
Me get a word in edgewise.
Sorry.
Let me get a couple words in. First of all, let's send our love specially to all those people in Southern California that are listening that
Absolutely.
Might have been impacted by the fire. If you lost your home, we bless you. And use it as an opportunity, even though it's horrible, use it as an opportunity to realize that you're not your home, that you're a spiritual being, and regroup yourself to not feel devastated and find something positive about it. I know that's a challenge, but,
well,
you know,
I would say feel fully devastated and then feel something fully different.
Yeah,
and then make your own mind up and go take some action.
Part of our challenge in the physical realm is to be here, but not be attached to it. And so when you lose something...
Well, could that also mean, hey, you can take the spiritual beings are here to back you up. You can take all the action you want and no worries. You're protected. Could mean the same thing.
It could.
Couldn't it or could it?
It could, sure.
Thank you.
Now, just another spin on things. You mentioned Bill Mayer, and I just wanted to let our listeners tune into something that's kind of interesting. If you go on YouTube and do a search for Bill Mayer 911, there's a very interesting clip on Bill Mayer. Because
it's on the TNT board, trusted news trader. Yeah.
You know, Bill Mayer has always been probably one of the more liberal people.
It was very, very understandable. You know, I mean, you can't win the audience with denying the truth constantly, so bring out the clowns to really deceive you and to throw it all off board and then to make humor of what isn't. And to me, because they're in the know. You know, don't think a lot of these people aren't, because they're internet savvy.
I don't think Bill Mayer knew from looking and reading.
Then why is he continuing, and why is the media continuing the same network and the same control to dominate that sort of bullshit in its media?
I don't think, especially
with its most popular media.
Because, you know what, people are so hypnotized, even an intelligent guy like Bill Mayer. Don, why don't you tell people what's on that video?
No. Bill Mayer, to me, is an intellectual with no brains.
Uh-huh.
Okay? Because an intellectual with no brains is exactly this. Someone who can spoof forth anything you want with a silver forked tongue, and they can do it in any type of genre, in any setting, political, medical, or comedical. But they can woo you with their shit. But the fact is, because they're a motor mouth with a silver slip, it doesn't give them real intelligence. Real intelligence is something that only comes with wisdom, because real intelligence that lasts becomes wisdom. And wisdom proves one aspect. That sort of behavior is unwise and is always in the past from Germany to here and all the machinations that are going on.
Well, just to be,
it actually is to prove that point.
Don, let me just share, because people that are listening don't know what's on the video. So I'm going to tell people what's on the video.
I go...
It's a clip of an actual show of Bill Maher, and a bunch of people in the audience are screaming out saying, Bill, tell him about 911. Bill, tell him about Building 7. And he's, you know, he's doing a serious interview, and then he looks, he looks out to the audience and says, get those guys out of here. Get them out of here. And then he runs out like he's going to, where's my guards? And I actually think, you know, he was believing that they were not accurate. I mean, they were heckling him. They did disturb a show. And he could have done it in a different way, saying, for example, he could have said...
Yeah, but when he says to one of his people that that guy deserves to have his ass... What, I forget the terminology.
They actually beat the guy up outside.
Right.
If you read the story...
I did.
You know,
about it.
They took the guys outside and they beat him up. And...
And there were some things that were also stated, allegedly, by Bill about that event. And I can't say much about those alleged statements, but those are remarkable as well. You know, it's funny how these comedians, because Conan O'Brien just this weekend, I believe, just yesterday night, he was saying the please, or was it yesterday night? I forget. I mean, God, I think it was. Where he said 9/11, what did he say? Ron Paul and others basically can come onto his show and resign. And would probably do everybody and everybody in the world basically a great favor by doing so. Now, see what I mean about dancing comedians? These are the guys that jack off in the shower because they're too ashamed of themselves. Because a lot of these, and they might even go beyond that where they aren't. Now, isn't that something else? See, that mentality, I don't know how to put it anymore, and I may be putting it wrong, but I don't get it anymore.
Well,
I just understand the motion of this ocean, and it is integral to what everybody's being indoctrinated into on a daily, constant basis, a barrage of it.
Mm-hmm.
And they're really trying to make it mainstream, and they're doing, go to the Trusted News Trader. There's a woman that has a one-hour video, and she explains, I promise you beautifully, 10 steps on how they do it, how they took it over before, how they're doing it now, and step by step by step, blow by blow, and you'll, you know, that might help open up your eyes. And if you don't get it yet, that's going to give you a mind shock. You know, this thing kind of melts in levels. You start to realize that, the bankers want you dead because they're the only ones with the money that are power enough to create this chaos in all its many forms. And it's controlled by a few of the chess players. Then you start to realize, who are the chess players? And then you go, it's very simple, folks, follow money. Follow money! And then you're going, you know, and here we are a few years later, and we're committing genocide with our tax dollars. And we're about to go somewhere else and do it more, and we're getting other countries through CIA operatives, and they're funding more.
John, we have a guest on
tonight. Sorry. Folks!
I
hope your passions start rising soon.
Because
I love you as much as I love myself. And that means I'm going to keep bringing it to you. And just
John,
go to the Trusted News Center.
Don, we have a guest.
How are you?
We have a guest.
I know we do.
Thank you for
being so patient.
Now, you know, this is an interesting guest. You know, we have interesting guests on our show because we don't, like, have the famous people. I believe that some of the biggest heroes are the people you never heard of, that I run across. And, you know, Indigo Children, for those of you that don't know, if we believe some of the channeled material, which I'm not telling you should or you shouldn't, that we're in a period of accelerated vibration on our planet, and that on the other side, there are a lot of high beings, people that maybe even graduated from this realm, that chose to incarnate and try to uplift the vibration of the planet. And when they get here, they forget that they made that decision, and they get lost. And sometimes they never find themselves. They get lost, and they get stuck, and their parents give them Ritalin and all this stuff. And, I mean, children...
Ritalin.
They don't have to be 18 years old. They can be 33 years old. Don, you're probably an old
like
indigo.
Like rat poisoning, folks.
I'm an old indigo. So, now it's interesting that I happened to meet someone who was, like, I would say, totally disconnected from ordinary reality and didn't know how to fit in and was living in their van, and still is, actually, living in their van and probably saying, what am I doing here? I don't belong, I don't belong. And actually, I met her in Fairfax. She came to one of my talks, and she was actually sitting on the street talking to someone, and I felt an energy about her. And suddenly, her whole reality changed. It's still changing. And I believe she's going to be, I will predict, she's going to be a teacher and a spiritual inspirer for many people in the future. But she isn't right now. She's just now coming into a cognition and a realization of who she really is. And her name is Maya. And Maya, I hope you're there. Still there?
Yes, I'm here sitting with Anna on her bed and listening to you guys.
Uh-huh.
Well, thank you. I appreciate you being here. Anna or Maya?
Maya.
Or both of you. Is there two of you there?
There's two of them.
Right? Okay.
Anna right now, I mean, Maya is not sleeping in her van. She's staying over with Anna, her friend Anna.
Oh, me and my Anna.
In Berkeley. Hi, Anna.
I win.
Maya, tell us about your life, you know, as it was, say, a month and a half ago. Describe your life to our listeners.
Month and a half ago, I was a massage therapist who knew that probably that's going to be the end of it because I don't have all that much to do with massage anymore. I want to do a lot more than that. And I quit my job and I was sitting on the street waiting for what's next to happen. What felt like is that the friends who had surrounded me until then have like fragmented into different parts of life and didn't really connect anymore. So I was pretty much by myself without any money, sitting on the bench, sipping my coffee off my last pennies when you came up to me to have a conversation. Does that entail all of it?
Well, to tell how you felt about your relationship to life, your happiness.
Make it sound glamorous.
My relationship to life really is that about a few years ago, I thought I had dreams, and this is my opportunity to meet my dreams and live them. And I have tried, and I have not succeeded. And I'm ready for something really new. And I don't know what that's going to be. I really don't. I have stopped dreaming.
How old are you?
33.
I love you. I meant that in a friendly way.
Don, you love everybody.
Okay, I meant that in an obtuse way, too.
For years, my friends who are mostly in Fairfax and involved with New Age ideas and a lot of relationship building, tarot reading, have tried to help me to believe that my dreams can come true and manifest themselves.
Yes.
And going in and out of mental hospitals wore me out. I'm not quite sure that it is worthwhile to dream, but I do believe that I have a purpose.
Thank you. Well, I promise you this. You do. And it's as spectacular as mine and everyone else's.
What was your dream, Maya, that was so hard to bring about? Because, you know, I think you represent, you speak for a lot of people. A lot of people have dreams, and they get beaten down on their dreams, and they don't know what to do, and they can't understand. Share with us what your dream was.
The center of my dream was is to live in a relationship that meets both head, heart, and it is real. I wanted to do and work in the community where I feel useful, where I can take things to a new level, real community building. And really, it sounds very depressing, but I really feel that I am very skillful at what I'm doing, both in a spiritual level, a practical level, and have come to series of disappointment. I don't know how to tackle the society, how to tackle the aspects of money, the aspect of communication in a way that relating to people would be not so much of a brain work. I wish we could be connected just with ease, without so much.
Yeah, I'm starting to believe that Swin is using this radio program as a sex dating match thing, because you're sounding very sexy and very lonely. And I'm really starting to get excited. So, and you have a foreign accent like every girl Wynn's ever brought on this program. I'm starting to think Wynn has a secret, and I'm just trying to figure out the website. I've been trying for 2 years. I know he's going to tell me, but he hasn't yet. Would you please explain to me how come you are sounding so absolutely gorgeous?
I don't know, I'm just being myself. But I know that I pay a lot of attention to being true.
Good words.
And I think authentic and unedited conversation is where we can connect.
Yes.
From heart to heart.
That's right, where we connect in many ways with many people. It's the vibrational interconnect.
Mm-hmm. You know, Don, she is describing, really, a person that is in this realm that wants a 4D environment and has such a hard time finding it. That she, I mean, this is how I look at it.
Yes, I love the way you look at things, buddy.
Yeah, she's a person, and you know, she's an example. She's very articulate and very intelligent, and very highly intentioned.
We'll put her in our movie.
She's an example.
We need to do a movie together, you and I. You know why? Because it'd be so like Oscar. You know that movie, Oscar and
The
Odd Couple. Yeah.
She's an example of how challenging it is in this realm, that when you come in to do that, and then suddenly you get lost, and why is it? I remember when I was young, I would sit around all my parents' friends, and I'd say, someday I'm going to grow up, and there's going to be a bunch of loving people around me. And it's like, you know, it's happening
I'm one
now.
Of them. I'm one of them.
It's happening
you're
now.
You're grown up. I'm one of them lovely people around you.
Well, you come and go. Sometimes you're loving, and sometimes you're a pain
lovely.
In the ass. You know,
right?
You're not consistent in your energy, Don.
Well, you know, consistent energy requires, you know, like Duracell. or something like that.
Duracell.
Duracell, if you want to sell your bloody batteries, you come to me. You know why? Because I believe in those suckers. I really do. They'll outlast anything and anything.
To be consistent means your intent has to be very high. And you have to, we all have a shadow side that brings up, the potential.
Well, sure we do. And some of us even have it, when we close the bedroom door.
Now, the only thing about you is sometimes your
mine's
shadow...
definitely when you close the bedroom door. That's the only thing about me.
Sometimes,
I can actually be categorized.
Sometimes your shadow side
is
let it run you. And you do things that are outside of
my loop.
Highest intent, okay?
Outside whose highest intent?
Well, that's my opinion, okay?
Well, that's your highest intent, and your thoughts of the highest intent.
Yeah.
I got you.
I mean, it's okay. I don't judge it. It's just observation.
Yeah, because you don't really know whether it's really of my highest intent to do this.
Well,
do you?
You know
right?
What?
You really don't know what the highest intent is.
You just might
assume that it is because it's the best for you.
Well, I don't think so. I've learned, I could be wrong.
And I have
whatever I say is only
to give up
how it looks to me.
I was about to say.
All right.
That's all right.
I'll just be quiet and let you rant.
That's okay. My singing days are over.
Guys, I want you to know, I probably had 4 beers tonight. When you hear him talk like that, that's an indication that he's been drinking.
Well, so, no, it's an indication I've had booze.
You've had what?
Booze.
Booze?
Booze.
But not beer, something else.
Well, I've had wine, beer, something called Midori.
Mm-hmm.
I've had a little bit of Bailey's, Carmel, that new Bailey's Irish cream, mm-hmm. the Carmel flavor, yes. And I've also enjoyed a good cigar.
Why does Don
And
drink?
I am constantly enjoying great cigarettes, but that's because I smoke. And mm-hmm. I'm healthier than all my kids and my wife who doesn't. I don't know, Hey, I don't get it any more than anybody else. I think it has to be a big product of your mind, a big product of your cock, and a big product of everything else. I'm sorry. I apologize. I was trivializing this.
You know, I think we have a really beautiful being on the show tonight, okay? And she's being vulnerable and sharing honestly, so...
Yeah, but she feels me. She already knows me. She's happy. She knows my heart. I have the great... You know, when... Let's let her talk for a bit.
Yeah. Maya, what would you like to tell people? We got people listening to us. Well... If you could share something with someone from your experience that you think could help them, what would it be?
Is delegating feelings. That is the most frustrating thing and the most painful thing in my life and maybe in other people's as well. Here, I mean, earlier you guys been talking about how feelings change. I didn't get every detail of it, but I had the feeling that Don was kind of commenting on how Wynn's feelings are changing from person to person or something like it. Is exactly that's what life is about, going through
changes.
What I am being most aware of is that I giving up on my dreams has made me aware of the thing that I'm not finding it because I make it into one instead of letting myself be fragmented and delegating feelings to whoever comes in front is in my life at that moment. And this is actually one of the most painful things.
You know we love
because
you.
We always,
do you know we love you?
Because
do you know I have
love,
such a big
he,
heart for you? I truly do. I love you. So, you know, you can open up to our audience because they actually love you too. You'd be surprised at our audience.
Well, we know at least Hildy loved her.
Well, you know, our audience has such a strong vibration. I can tell that by the emails. It's amazing. Amazing. So, you know, if you can be open and honest to anybody, you can do it with our audience.
So, Maya?
Yes?
If we get any marriage proposals, shall we forward them to you?
I did?
If we get any marriage proposals by email, say, I'd like to meet Maya, should we forward them to you?
I think I'm... At the point of my life, I'm never looking forward to meet another person, but when I do, I actually really like it.
Yeah, that's a great avoidance. What does that mean?
What it means is that I really didn't want to see anybody on that day when Wynn walked up and started talking to me, and he actually turned out to be a great friend.
Wynn's a great friend because the man has heart.
Yeah.
The guy's got heart. Miles and miles of heart.
When you ask me whether you should forward to me, I could say no. But, you know, when I walk around and I meet people whom I'm supposed to meet in that moment, then actually I can open up.
Opening up is good. Say it. The dawn. Anyways. Folks, you know, I must admit, Wynn usually meets incredibly, incredibly powerful ladies. And usually these ladies happen to have a special gift. So can I ask you, do either of you, Amy, Mia, have some form of gift? You know, I mean, honestly, are you super sensitive, super intuitive? I like to call it intuitive because I don't really, you know, psychic, seer, shaman. It all, to me, means kind of the same thing. I mean, I don't know. I'm not all that versed on it all. I am, but it still melds, you know.
When you say either of us, do you mean me or Anna? Or
Anna and Maya. Is who I was talking to, yes.
Oh, they both have incredible gifts.
And,
you know what?
Well, let them answer what they are.
Let me just share.
Can I ask them what they are?
No, but I just want to make a comment that helps, that I want to say, and then they can answer.
Yeah.
You know, special gifts don't necessarily have to mean the kinds of things knock your socks off.
That's right. They don't even have to be paranormal.
Sometimes a special gift is a person holds such a loving vibration that wherever they go, they change the vibration of where they are.
I like to concur. Thank you. And you're absolutely correct.
And people that do that sometimes don't even recognize it. Or, you know, it's not something. Sometimes they're doing a service to the world. It goes unnoticed because other people don't know why the vibration is lifted. The vibration is lifted. You could be sitting in a restaurant and everyone could be uplifted because you're sitting there.
Correct, and we could say that about everybody sitting there.
But not everybody can uplift the vibration. Certain people can do that, and it's a very selfless service, and sometimes they don't even know they're doing it.
How do you know which ones are doing it?
Well,
how do you know, Wynn?
One way is, I mean, of course, I see energy patterns.
You see them.
I see them.
So do I.
No,
I swear to God, I see them.
I can see where they're going, and I can see who's receiving. Some people are receivers. Some people are initiated.
I swear to God, I'm a seer. I see it all. I can actually see it on a scale that I should be seeing a doctor.
So I would like to say that in my own way, I think I know people that can do this.
Can I do it? If you know people that can do it, can I do it?
I'm not going to comment on you.
Well, wow, I'd love for you, because you just made two statements at once, and combined, you should know.
I would say that you...
Can I see energy patterns of an extreme nature? In an intricacy way beyond the human capacity? That's what I'm asking you. Can I see that?
I didn't say that. I'm not going to comment on that.
Why not?
Because it's not up to me to take your
inventory. But do you believe I can?
No, I'm not going to comment.
Why not?
Let's go back to Maya.
Yeah, but you made two incredible statements, and I just wanted to throw something in there to just keep going with the realness of this conversation.
Well, we can keep going.
Well, I'm just curious again. You make great, bold statements, and I just wanted to jump into one.
Well, jump into it.
I did.
But I have free will to go where I want, correct?
Correct,
so,
avoid it.
So therefore, it's not for me to take your inventory or anyone else's inventory.
Absolutely correct.
So it's not my business to do that publicly. I can do it for my own discernment.
I thought you were going to be cool to me and give me some lip service.
No.
Why not?
Because...
I own this fucking thing.
What's your language?
You know, I must say this, Wynn. I've been an ass to you, and I've been an ass to the audience. But I'm angry.
You're what, angry?
I'm angry. I have spent hours and hours talking with people that want me to put out information. And I got to tell you, people are upset out there. You know, and I get into all this channeling and great stuff, and we want to talk about great people and great things that are happening by great people that may have great rewards. And I see people dying on a constant level, and it's angering me to a point it's unacceptable. And it's burning my ire. It's getting my ire to a passionate place. You know? Did you know, Wynn? I love you.
I don't know what you mean by I love you, Don.
I truly love you enough that I care about you. I love you, Wynn. You know, if you were my, you know... If you looked enough like my wife, smelled enough like my wife, I might just get to know you better.
You know what? You can tell Don is really drunk tonight. I would say that Maya is much more your type than me. But I don't know if you're Maya's type, okay? I think you'd drive her crazy.
Good question, Maya. Can we start the real interview or what?
Maya, are you there?
Yeah, I don't really know what to say. I mean,
all right, I'll be consistent. Tell me you love me.
Is it still Don or it's already Wynn?
No, this is Don.
But I love you, Don.
I love you too, babe. You see, Wynn, it all comes back to that, doesn't it?
Don't you? Hello?
Yes, I love you too. I honestly do.
Maya,
I love
what's
you.
Your...
Well, it takes a way when I actually say it to Wynn.
I know. When I say it to... I know. When I say it to Wynn, it takes a little away too. I don't know why.
No, that's not what I meant.
Well, it's not what I meant either.
I love you. It takes away from what I feel when I say to Wynn.
So if you give me a little love, you can give less to somebody else?
Pardon?
I'm joking. I'm sorry. I'm being mean. Really.
You're messing up my feelings right now. Because
I know.
I don't really like to use the word loosely.
I hear
Don, see, Don uses it loosely.
Loosely.
Yeah, and it is, I use it loosely as well.
Me too.
And I think loosely. That it uses it so loosely.
Loosely.
It can lose its meaning.
Lose it. Lose it.
You know, true love manifests itself in action.
Or in coffee shops.
And in
all around the country.
Mm-hmm.
Am I wrong? You know, we really do got to call in the light.
Are we coming to the end of our show?
We're at the end of the show. We got 2 minutes, and I got to cut you off. You've been talking too much. And, you know, we had one complaint last week that I was talking too much.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if that same person emails me the same complaint, I'm going to start to wonder about you.
Well, if any of you want to comment about who's talking too much, please go to the comment board and make a comment.
Please.
If any of you want to comment about Don drinking on the job, please comment.
Drinking on the job. You know what? You got to understand that there. I am my job.
Uh-huh. Well, the Don and Wynn show is different from the rest of the radio. You know, it is. It's different. And Maya?
It's a movie production.
I think we
do you think so? Do you think this is a? Do you think the Don and Wynn show is a movie production? I'm trying to convince a major network out there, folks. Give me some accolades.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Email me. Say, you know what? This would be a great program on TV. Give me some glowing endorsements. Email them to Wynn first.
Don loves emails.
Wynn loves to, you know, he likes to peruse things before they're sent to others. Edit.
Mm-hmm.
Edit. You like to edit things. So send them to Wynn. He'll get them to me after they're edited.
So before we end the show with a calling in of the light for all of our listeners, and Maya has done this many times on our conference line, and those of you that want to listen in on Monday at 6:30, I'm going to change it to the Planetary Healing Hour, I think, because that's really what we're doing. And what we do in calling in the light is let's forget our whole show and whatever opinions you have, and we're going to move to another level. We're going to move to the place where everyone who's listening also exists in other dimensions, and we're going to make a group energy in those other dimensions. And we're going to use that group energy to heal our planet, or at least to create the intention for that. And it's probably one of the strongest powers we have as humans to do something. Because as Don is talking about all the negativity, yes, that's there. And yes, there's a place to talk about it and be aware of it. And awareness will bring a group energy, and that's a positive thing about that. But there's certain aspects of it that each of us individually can feel helpless. But a group energy has got power to it.
Hey, especially not even individually should we feel helpless. Forget that.
Well,
I don't believe in that.
We can feel that way. So we don't have to, but we can. And one of the ways that anyone can contribute is through intention. So, Father, Mother, God, we ask for the presence of the light to surround and protect each person listening, and that any negativity, any sadness you have can right now be lifted and taken to the higher realms of light and transmuted for the highest good of all concerned. All of us listening, we ask if you want to join, petition your own energy to allow yourself to become, for this moment, part of a group energy that we're creating right now. And in this group energy, we invite all those other positive beings in the other dimensions to join us, to join this energy, and we make a group intent to surround our planet with this light and surround yourself, surround your family, surround your homes. And this is real. Know that this is real. It actually works. And that we, for just take a few seconds, anyone that you want to send this energy to for healing, picture them in your mind right now. See them healed. See them prosperous for the highest good of all concerned. Let's send this light to the Middle East. Let's send it to Washington. Let's send it to your city. See your city uplifted in positive energy. And see yourself being able to hold a loving space no matter what is happening in your life, no matter what's going on around you, no matter what relationship you're in that you feel hurts you. See yourself above this and draw on this energy. And please be invited to our conference call on Monday at 6:30 on Station 2 at BBS. And on that note,
thank you
all for being here. Thank you, Don, for
you
being
bet.
My
thank
co-host.
You, Mia, Anna. I'd love to have you on again. You're very special and beautiful ladies. I can feel that, and I thank you. And to our wonderful listening audience, we're going to be right back with a fireside chat with Zany Mystic. You know, the Dawn and Wind program's a little different, a little unstructured, and most often my own antics. And I apologize, but a fireside chat is something way beyond that. You've got a class act in every respect, because you got Lance White. And this guy's going to bring you a fireside chat with Zany Mystic. So stay tuned. We'll be right back. Thank you.
Hi, this is Christoph.